The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning,
Stefan. Yeah, I wonder
if
people are thinking about their boats right now. I'm probably thinking more about snow skis.
Yes, and figuring out what they can...
I'm thinking about adding that to my curriculum.
Right? This is a whole new deal.
We're not doing that. Not at all. So you are listening to Boat Smart. We're not going to talk about snow much this week. I think everybody's covered that topic pretty much.
Oh, yes, sir.
So we're going to move on.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can catch them at 850-492-0487 or go to the website, keymarinecenter.com. They list all their specials they have on there, the engines that they have for sale, those kind of things, all their stock, any consignment sales. I believe you can go in there and track your work orders and stuff like that, too. They're trying to get big into technology and things like that. So I just checked with Key Marine this morning to see how Jeff is doing out there, and they said he's doing really good. Of course, he's probably had a couple I wasn't going to mention snow. He probably had a couple days off, right?
Okay, right.
So I'm sure they were closed for a couple days this week and trying to catch up.
I saw a lot of pictures on Facebook of boats covered with snow and boat owners kind of perplexed, like, how do I get this off my boat?
You know, I remember a long time ago, way back, I had to scrape some snow off of boats. It must have been in the early 90s or something. We had a little bit of snow, maybe a couple inches, and we were working, and I had to get some snow off the boat to work on it. So that was a little odd, but this week was a little different than that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for sure. So anyway, check out their website. They have great specials on there. Mention Boat Smart, if you will, when you contact them. Let them know that you're listening to the show, and they'd be more than happy to give you that extra special discount as well. So check them out over there on Bower Road. They have Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki engines in stock right now for your repower. Again, I know it don't seem like it, but we're getting into a new boating season that's coming on. It'll come on quick. Things will start warming up. People will start thinking about their boats in February or so. And by the time March gets here, you know, tournaments and boat shows and things like that are coming in. And people really start thinking about boats, you know, and boating and stuff like that. I'm always thinking about it. But
shocker.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out this weekend. But, you know, I have been out when it was pretty dang cold. And I don't mind going out in the cold weather just to get out on the water. So Key Marine told me this morning that they have some specials right now. And Mercury and Yamaha are offering extra extended warranties when you purchase a Mercury or Yamaha product. Extended warranties, okay? Now, I want my listeners to understand, these aren't like extended warranties that you would get like if you buy a TV or, you know, a car stereo or a car, whenever you buy that extra added extended warranty or whatever it is. You know how you always offer you extended warranty? These are factory extended warranties.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So it basically takes your warranty that you have, your original warranty, and extends it out 2 to 3 years. You can go to the website. They're posted everything on there this afternoon. So over the weekend, they'll have that posted on their website. So, and it's a big value to get that extra added extended warranty.
Well, that's
so
great.
Yeah, so they're adding that to the Mercury and Yamaha product. It's an incentive to purchase motors. And as long as you keep your maintenance up and you maintain it, the warranties are good. So it's an extra added length of time for your factory warranty. So I would check them out. That's a great way to save money, because if you have to buy that extended warranty, which a lot of people do, you know, you could have it would cost you a lot of money to buy it. Or if you have a repair that may be covered under that extended warranty, right?
Right.
So I highly recommend purchasing that and, you know, getting that when the new motor.
So. And when you go in there, be sure and mention BoatSmart so you get the additional discount.
Tell them I told you all about that.
Yes.
850-437-1620 is the number. I think some people are still hanging out at their house. Y'all can call us or text us today. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. I'm the marine instructor at Georgetown Tech. Wow, we were supposed to be off. We were off Monday, and then the rest of the week, we didn't go back. We go back on this Monday.
What a surprise, yeah, right? Who knew?
I don't like that. I we have days where we have to take off from different, for events or what happens.
Holidays,
are expected. When it's unexpected, I have a real hard time with that.
Well, you've got to adjust your whole curriculum.
Everything has to be adjusted. Now we're
a week behind.
I don't like to. I don't want to shove it into the students. So you got to learn this quick. That's not how I do class. You have to learn and absorb. So it's just going to slow us down a little bit, but we're going to keep moving forward, right?
Absolutely.
And so we'll get all that back in line when we get back and talk to the students and things like that, and we'll get going on all that. So we have something I want to talk about today. I'm going to dedicate this show, to a previous student of mine, this week's show is dedicated in the memory of Holton Hutto, who tragically passed away at age of 21 on December 13th, 2024, Holton was involved in a car accident from which he did not recover. Tomorrow, along with several students of mine, we're going to Tallahassee to have a celebration of life for Holton,
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes, and it was unexpected, of course, accident.
So young.
And they held off now until after the holidays and everything and to do the celebration of life, and we're going to go over there and do that tomorrow. And Holton, it was just a wonderful, warm-hearted student. I enjoyed having him in my class. I never seen a time where he was upset or not happy. He was able to make friends with anybody.
Aww.
Loved fishing, loved hunting, and just loved other things in life that, to do with other people. So he had a well-rounded friends around him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to make friends with several of my students. Some of them are still in my class. Some of them are already moved on out into the field through fishing and hunting, that kind of stuff. And so he was able to make friends with them, and it was a good relationship that he had as he went through the class. He came in 22, August of 2022, and just graduated over the summer break. So he was in summer class with us and was just graduating. He had plans to move back to Tallahassee. That's where he's from. He has family over there, and has a grandma and aunt over there that he loved dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends, he would go home, travel, and go home and visit them. And his plan was to move back to Tallahassee. Well, Tallahassee is close to Panama City.
Right.
So we were making arrangements for him to get a job down in Panama City area at a dealership in that area. He had an interview at our school, just as this over the summertime, as things were, we were wrapping things up, and we were working that plan to get him into a dealership in that area so he could stay around his family and things like that. So, I miss him, and like everybody misses Holton, I still see him sitting in my class at times. I told people I don't move people around. He's one of those students I didn't move around.
So
you sit right there, that's fine, but tomorrow we're going to celebrate his life. Although it was short, there's so many memories that people can hold on to, and they can rest assured that he's in heaven, with Jesus, hanging out and hopefully fishing and hunting up there. So this show is totally dedicated to him, and I just want to ask my listeners to put out prayers and good thoughts for the family as they go through this time tomorrow and into the future, as they think about Holton and they're going to be missing him. But they need to rest assured that they will see him again one day. So, that's always the best part of it. Hold the memories in your heart and remember that one day you will see them again.
Well, and that brings home to me a little philosophy that I learned kind of the hard way, is that we all never know when we're going to be called. So
you never know.
21's very young, and so one of the slogans I've adopted now is to love now.
Yes,
right now.
Exactly.
Right in the present, because we don't know what's coming, and we have to let the people that are in our lives know how much we love them every day.
Every day, and I care about my students so much, and whether they live here, they live somewhere else, and I get in touch with their families and things like that, you know, and I know that start to know their families a little bit and things like that. So Holton was part of the Marine Service Technology family at Georgetown Tech. So, you know, so.
Well, may he rest in peace.
He's going to, may rest in peace, and he will just, he's having fun. Up in heaven. So, you know, that's what I believe. And I think you should believe that too. So, you know,
there you go.
All right. So we're going to move on, and I'm going to put a little clip. I'm videoing this, for the, YouTube channel.
I know, it's so cool.
And I'm going to put a little clip where we had him on the show.
Oh, great.
Not too long ago from school. So I'm going to put a little clip at the end, for that. So if people want to see him, that's fine. We'll do that too. So,
where do they find that now on YouTube, by the way?
You can go to actual Panhandle Skies, SKYS. On YouTube, Panhandle Skies.
On YouTube.
SKYS. My wife told me I misspelt that, and I said, no, I didn't misspell it. That's the way I wanted to spell it, so it would be a little bit different, you know.
Right.
So Panhandle Skies is a YouTube channel. And I have several different – I got a lot of stuff up there, y'all. We did a weather report over the weekend, and this week. We did a weather report out in my front yard. Y'all would get a kick out of that one.
And, I was just kidding with Stefan. You know, I said, I think he's becoming our next Spielberg. He's starting to shift into this whole filmmaker mode.
I love doing this stuff, you know.
Editing and recording.
It's a new hobby, and I'm enjoying it. And,
fun.
You know, we'll see what happens with it. We'll go from there.
See you on the Oscars next year.
I need more subscribers, though. So y'all get out there and do that.
There you go. That's a good subtle hint right there.
Y'all do that.
And you can also listen to this podcast if you, for some reason, have to go to work. Or check it out on our website at newsradio923.com. Just click on podcast, Pensacola Expert Panel, and it'll be there about 12:30 today.
Yeah, so I love the fact that you put that up there, because I actually use the podcast to help me put the video that we're doing here together.
Right.
I bring in the sound and the audio and I match it all up and stuff like that. So make that happen too. And I usually have that up by Saturday or so. It'll be up and we'll do that, you know, but probably Sunday this week or so. I may try working on it tonight a little bit, but yeah, so it's fun. I enjoy doing it. You know, it's okay that people understand a different part of me, you know. I'm not just the school teacher over at Georgetown Tech. I do other things in life. I love boating. You know, and I love animals. I have a little pit bulldog at home that I love dearly.
A bulldog.
You know?
Okay, now you got
it. His name's Gator, and I enjoy that too. And there are a lot of videos of him out there too. He steals the show.
Okay, I have to bring it up. Did he like the snow?
He didn't understand the snow.
That's so fun.
He did make a lot of yellow snow. And I had to pile the snow up, so he thought it was like a fire hydrant or a tree.
Oh, funny.
And once I did that, he was able to go do his business, right? So, so he's pretty cool. He liked it a little bit, but I think he's over it, too.
Yeah, dogs, they're like intrigued for about a minute.
And Yeah, they run around in it, and they're like, what is going on here, you know? And they're trying to figure it out. But, yeah, it's his first time in the snow also. He's a little over 2 years old, so it's his first time.
That's awesome.
So it was fun, you know, but I'm done. I'm over it. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's get some skies out there to have some sunshine in it and some warmth. Get the water temperatures up and that kind of stuff. Let's do that.
Yeah, well, it's time. Yeah, actually, I was going to say it's time to think about getting your boat back in the water.
Yeah.
Maybe the time to take a look at it. So if you've got some questions for Stefan, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, that's right. So get ready for the season and get out there and talk to Key Marine about what you need to do with your boat, especially if you've let it sit through this time we have here. I've been warning y'all, and I'm going to tell you, the weather that we've had is bad enough to bust blocks and gear cases and stuff. So I would suggest if you feel like you left your boat out there and you didn't take care of it, you really need to look it over really well. Check your engine oil for any kind of rise in it or anything like where you might have water in it after you run it for a little while. But always check it before you run it, and then go out and run it for a while. Check things. Look for leaks, you know, water leaks and stuff like that around manifolds and engine blocks. Look at your drive. If you left it up, there will be a crack down the drive. That could be detrimental to the operation of the drive. Sometimes those are easier to fix for temporary. You could actually drill a hole and do a stop drill on the crack and weld it up. But, you know, that'll save you from having to get, you know, a new gear case. But if you ever have a problem, you will have to get a new gear case anyway, whether you have to seal it or something like that. So there are ways around that, and we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. If people have issues, you can call or text or go online and find me there, email me, whatever. I'm more than happy to talk to you about that kind of stuff. But, you know, look at them. I warned you.
We did go into detail a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, went into a lot of detail. And so if you're having issues, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's, you know, you can get them fixed and that kind of stuff. And sometimes insurance pays, sometimes it don't. It just depends on your insurance company and that kind of stuff. So, you know.
I have a question for you because I was watching on Facebook and I mentioned this to you before the show. I saw a lot of folks who own boats. They were going and taking pictures, going out in their dock, and their boats were covered in snow. And are there anything when that happens, it's never happened here before.
Right.
Is there something that they need to be sure and check for the for their boat when they're removing that snow? And is there anything they need to do special?
Well, if you got boat covers and stuff, definitely that's to get the weight off the boat covers because the weight of that will stretch and damage boat covers. So that's something you need to look at.
So you don't want to just leave it there.
No. If it's on a boat cover, I would try to get it off there. Of course, your boat always comes secondary to everything else, right? Because you got to take care of your house and make sure your driveway and your sidewalks aren't slippery and all that stuff and try to get back to work and all that. But if you can get the snow off the boat covers and stuff, that will help you. You know, it's going away now anyhow, but during those times, that's something that you have to worry about. When I was up north on the Mississippi River, we were off in the wintertime unless it snowed.
Okay.
And we had to go back. We had floating docks.
Oh.
And when we have a heavy snow, it actually start sinking the docks down.
Oh my gosh.
And the weight of the snow and ice and everything. So you have to be up on top of the docks and shoveling the snow off the docks to keep them floating. So, you know, that's an issue too. If you get too much weight on the docks and stuff, you may have a floating dock. That could be an issue. What we had here probably wasn't enough to affect that, but what you get further north, you know, that can be an issue. So that's something to look at as well.
Well, in the city of Gulf Breeze yesterday issued a notice to all the folks in Gulf Breeze that if you do have a boat and I guess a spigot that's on the on the dock or whatever, that they had apparently several of those had cracks, so they were leaking water.
Yeah.
And they said they were actually having a water emergency, that they were losing too much water, and for boat owners to please check.
Yeah, I can see that.
I thought I'd mention that.
I can see that, because typically on the docks, and that's a great conversation, you have a larger water line probably going to the docks, and then it splits off into smaller water lines going to each finger of the dock where the boats are, right? So they should have shut the water off at the before it made it to the dock.
Apparently that did not happen.
And if that don't happen, you freeze the water line, it busts, and now you have this big plume of water.
That's what was happening, and they said they were losing too much water.
Yeah, I can see that happening, and that's something I didn't even mention. That's something that you should think about.
I didn't know about that, of course. But
even, and hard freezes and stuff. So, yeah, definitely, no doubt about it. Again, it is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Is that clock right now, finally?
No, that's not the right clock.
Okay,
that's not that clock right behind over your left shoulder.
You I got can look my at watch here, so we're good.
Look at that one right over there.
Okay, I got you. All right.
This one might be, but we have a clock that every once in a while looks spinning.
Last week I was thinking, this show is so awesome because I have so much time. I kept looking at that clock over there, and I was thinking, man, this is great. I have hours upon hours to talk. And then we got to the end there, it was all over.
Whoops,
you know,
yep.
So yeah.
So what do you want to get to? Because we got a good bit of time left.
I want to get to the 425 horsepower Yamaha outboard, the 425 horsepower XTO that Yamaha is sending. It is in the mail.
Oh, how exciting.
I got an email from Yamaha. So
excellent.
And it's so exciting that it is on the way.
$50,000 retail for that.
Yes.
That's quite a donation.
Yeah, so it's on the way. I'm very excited to get that product in our classroom for training purposes and stuff.
Absolutely.
And I mean, as soon as I hit the shop, we're getting it out of the box, we're putting it on a stand.
You can have a party?
Well, we may have a XTO party. Who knows?
You should.
It's always a good excuse to do that. So
yeah.
Kenyon Ward up there, he's in charge of training for Yamaha. And he does such a great job with the schools and things like that. Yamaha has really gotten into our tech schools, you know, out here. And I think they're the front runner of that. You know,
well, get out there, smart,
train.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you got to train. If you have a tech school that doesn't have the technology available, how do you train? Right. If I'm training on 1990 stuff, it's not relevant.
Well, and today things change so rapidly. Technology changes almost yearly.
By them doing this and sending this motor to us, it just helps us with our training, gets the students to see more stuff that's going out into that they will see when they move out into the industry, you know, and see this product. Like Jeff said, when he left the shop and went to Key Marine, he's seeing, you know, multi-million-dollar boats he's now working on, right? And we're lucky to get, you know, we've had $100,000, $200,000 boats in our shop at school, but it's not typical.
Sure.
You know, we have lower, you know, single engine, maybe twin engines.
Yeah.
Trips and quads are unheard of when we have those in our boats, in our shop there at school. But so when we have this product here in our shop, they get to see it. And it's not like they're blindsided by what they see.
Well, it's hands-on.
Get the hands-on on it, and they get to see it. And a lot of it is the visual. What am I looking at here?
Right.
What do I see? And different aspects of different horsepowers and models and manufacturers and things like that, too. So
it's an invaluable tool, really.
It is, and it's just good to have that stuff in there, and I'm so happy about that. And thank you, Yamaha and Kenyon Ward, for doing that. And all the Mercury backing us up on stuff and Suzuki now backing us up on stuff, that's what helps us to get students out into the field, you know, in the industry, and that's what we need. So we need them out into the field working in industry. So that's what we're trying to do, and we keep moving forward with that. I did get an email, and this is before I came in. I don't have any notes on it.
Okay.
So I got an email. I'm in an advisory group for schools in Florida. We work on the curriculum for Florida.
Okay.
So as changes happen in our industry, we have meetings and stuff where we all have input.
That's great.
Different marine instructors throughout the state of Florida. And we are allowed to have input. We look at the frameworks and what we're teaching. Is it relevant? Is it non-relevant? Are we spending too much time on this? Are we not spending enough time on this? These kind of things. We got an email that was pretty interesting this morning that someone is wanting to eliminate the two-stroke theory out of our curriculum. And the two-stroke theory is in our first part of our curriculum. It's what we do in our first part, along with hand tools and safety and all that other stuff, electrical and all that, right? So they're proposing that we take two-stroke out. So
how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm thinking about it because I have to think about things and think, okay, how is that going to help or hurt my students, right? And I think it's a lot of it is the fact that it's in South Florida, they don't see a lot two-strokes. Well, we do see a little more here because we're closer to the north.
Right.
Alabama and further north where they do have two-stroke. So I may place students in North Alabama where they have a lot of two-stroke product. We place students south of here.
Right.
No, they may not. It's all four-stroke product. So I think it's a good thing that we move forward. I don't know that I would take it 100% out of the curriculum. I think it should leave some technology in there.
Are you able to adapt regionally?
I can adapt. Well, as far as the curriculum goes, no. Once they say it's not there, it's not there.
Because it is different what goes on in South Florida and what goes on in the Panhandle.
Definitely. But I do teach things that aren't on my curriculum either to give the students more like service advisor, parts, personnel, shop boss, those kind of things, shop manager. So we have the ability to do that as long as we are teaching the curriculum that we have.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we work on that too. So we're trying to make that happen, but we'll see. We're going to have a meeting in a couple of weeks. It's all Zoom meetings and stuff like that. And then we'll go over it with, I'll call my advisors here locally, the people that support our school. How do y'all feel about this? I'll probably talk to Yamaha about that too. Mercury and Suzuki, say, how do y'all feel about this? And we'll work through it.
I vote for what Yamaha says.
Yeah,
since you just got a brand new.
I'm thinking it's going to lean that way. I'm pretty sure it's going to go that. And it'll probably be next year before we see that, go in. And I'm okay with it. It'll give me more time to spend on latest technology too.
Well, that's true.
So we can do that as well.
That's
true.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it works out. It's fun having conversations with different instructors down in other areas of the state of Florida.
Yeah, compare notes. And
they actually deal with different things that I do, and that kind of stuff. And it's fun talking to them. I have a few that I reach out to from now on. And it's always have somebody around that's in the same industry.
Sure.
That you can, bounce stuff off of,
fun.
Things like that. It's fun and you learn. And I used to do a lot of Skills USA competitions.
Did you?
And we did that. And that's something we can talk about too later. No time today.
But we ran out of time.
I'd meet instructors.
Yeah.
And we'd talk and we'd ideas back and forth, that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. So, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got about a minute left here, sir. So maybe how people can reach you, contact you if they had some questions or about something maybe you covered today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Check out our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Take advantage of the extended warranties that they have. They're offering the extended warranties on the Yamaha product. So that'll be great. Yamaha and Mercury product. And that'll help you in the long run. So, again, Georgetown Technical College, Georgetown, located over on Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is a website. Great chat feature on there as well. So.
And check out the video now on YouTube.
Yeah, and keep us in your prayers tomorrow. We're going to be traveling. A lot of students are going to be traveling on the road tomorrow over to Tallahassee. And we'll be over there about 2 o'clock tomorrow for a celebration of life for Holton. And just keep us in your prayers on that. So, thank y'all very much for listening.
Thank you, Stefan.